Blog Talk Radio.
So here we are again, ladies and gentlemen, with regards to addressing the social issues that's going on in our communities. We've had another opportunity to address them head on. So with the recent murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis, this was a great opportunity for us to get heard and finally bring the police to true justice. But what did we end up doing? We turned peaceful marches into riots and looting. And now we're doing all these horrible things, and guess what's happening? That's right. We've lost sight of what we're supposed to be doing. This is the frustrating thing that we keep running into. It's like no matter how close we get to addressing these issues, these social dichotomies, we find a way to mess it up. And here we are again. My heart aches, and I'm sure other people in this country heart aches when we see yet another black person, another African American, is murdered basically in cold blood by the police. And this was one of those same times when we felt like, okay, this is really going to be addressed. There is this great opportunity for us to bring it to a close, to bring true and swift justice of law enforcement, that when you go out and kill, you're going to pay for it. Now, of course, the police officer, far be it a gentleman, that he isn't. He committed this crime. His knee was on the neck of George Floyd, and here we are. And it's an open and shut case. Now, he was just arrested, and now he is now in custody. He's under suicide watch. He's going, manslaughter, third degree. And, here we go. It's what it is. You know, let's get this moving so we can get this guy found guilty. It's an open and shut case. Let's get the three other persons. He's the ringleader, but let's get the other three officers that stood by and watched him murder this unarmed, handcuffed American. And I'm not saying what George Floyd did was wrong about a fraudulent check, but he didn't have to die. He didn't have to die, ladies and gentlemen. He did not have to die. And that's what happened. He died. And here we are. Here we are. When does it end? When do we finally say enough is enough? And we were there. This was an opportunity for us. This was a great opportunity for us, and we failed again because we took the attention away from what this man did, what this monster did, what this human, horrible person dressed up as a police officer who had 18 other complaints against him before he finally murdered somebody. And now we took all that attention away from him. Because when we decide to riot, go to the streets and start rioting and start looting, this is what happens, ladies and gentlemen. Guess what? People aren't talking about this now. They ain't talking about George Floyd now. Because the attitude now is we wonder what's going on with this rioting and looting. Curfew in Philadelphia yesterday was 8 p.m. Today is 6 p.m. So now you've got to be off the street. Not so long ago, a couple of months ago, I said, this is going to be interesting because when they finally announced that the coronavirus was a pandemic, I said, uh-oh, you know what comes after that? And they're like, huh? They said, huh?